ask, is there any union comment? Michael?
Chairman, board, good to see many of you in person and our members that are streaming in. But just to give you an update, organizationally, kind of from the bottom up, and morale's good. Our people are, I think we're thankfully, predominantly, we're happy, we're healthy, and we appreciate the organizational support for us on the street. We're able to get together, work through labor management. We had a productive labor management meeting. You know, I think we'd all like to get back to full pace as far as our scope of work. There's things that we know we need to accomplish, contracts, that kind of stuff. But thank you for your patience for us, and we're patient with each other to work through that. We'll have in the future, hopefully, some MOUs, some different things that are in the pipeline that we anticipate, you know, as we kind of work through that labor management process that will perk up. We're also looking forward to getting back, you know, some type of regional talks and seeing what, again, what kind of continued partnerships and what can we do in the region that's going to be productive and serve our citizens well and our organization well. So I think I'm, you know, excited to be getting back to work in a sense, and they're looking forward to what we'll be bringing in the months to come.
Thank you, Michael. Teamsters? Nothing noted. I was remiss at the beginning. I'd like to take a moment to remember some Andrew Anderson. All our heads for a second. Thank you. Dedicated and hardworking guy. We'll miss him dearly. Moving on, the chief report was sent out an email, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. Regarding Andrew Anderson, on Monday, May 11th, District 7 personnel, including the Honor Guard, Pipes and Drums, Ladder 33, and others, assisted Sky Valley Fire with a professional to help his family receive his ashes. I want to thank everybody at CA and all did a good job kind of organizing things. His ashes were delivered to family in a very dignified and respectful manner. COVID-19, Michael, thank you. All of you out there. A great job following the protocols each day and playing with it, staying safe. So things are going along well. Right now, no employees in isolation or quarantine. Team call volumes kind of beginning to normalize, come up a little bit. Same with the county call volume. Appreciate the work of the infectious disease task force. He's doing a good job out there. We're working on a shop mechanics employment agreement. We're great folks to work with. Communications, Heather and her team, great job on the weekly Facebook Live. Fantastic. We're working regionally on some leadership training with the firm All American Leadership and leadership training. So it looks like our operations section has relocated to station 82, and this was following recommendations from the infectious disease task force to create some room here at station 31 for firefighter dormitory.
Bill's got his African music.
The ops team is now working out of station 82. Operations are also this week finished up, I think, the interviews for full-time firefighter. So we will be an eligibility list coming out shortly. And we were planning on hiring 8 firefighters and their replacement firefighters for retirement.
EMS, yes, EMS division is working on a plan to replace and upgrade the district's electronic patient care report tablets, EPCRs. They're in the process of that. Snohomish County Emergency Medical Services is relocating to South County Fire, from South County Fire to Fire District 4. The relocation should be complete in 2020. Paramedic training, we have 3 paramedic students enrolled right now at Harborview. They're all doing well. They're anticipated to graduate in July. 2 candidates have completed the application process for paramedic for next fall's class. And there were some interviews going on today for that. However, there aren't any positions open at Harborview, but we'll get teed up, so if something opens up. Logistics Center is working hard to develop an updated capital facility plan to provide for the long-term maintenance and replacement of all the district facilities. Also, taking on some programs such as SCBA maintenance, PPE, uniforms, extinguisher servicing, and other items. All septic systems in the district have been pumped and inspected by Evergreen Sanitation. And I also want to thank the Coca-Cola Company, who donated 8 pallets of Powerade to help recovery and for our responders. The report.
Thank you, Chief. Moving on to the consent agenda, one point about the consent agenda. Troy and myself have been reviewing the vouchers. I've asked the Chief to have the vouchers in that form emailed to all commissioners, and the Chief will come up with a process. If you have a question about why there was another $4,300 bill for another garage door, you will have a way of getting that answered so we don't have to take up a lot of time at the meeting. And that'll be, he'll kick that into gear by our next regular meeting. Moving on to the consent agenda, I would ask for a motion for voucher 20-1136 in the amount of $962.50. Voucher 20-1137 through 1138 in the amount of $21,024.12. And the benefit vouchers 20-1139 through 1153 in the amount of $533,579.45. And AP vouchers 20-1155 through 20-1325 in the amount of $668,756.01. Along with a payroll voucher approval for April 30th of $1,009,927.08, and the May 15th, $938,450.82, along with the regular board meeting of April 23rd.
This is Jim, so moved.
This is Bill, second.
And seconded by Jim. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye, Jim.
Aye, Bill.
Jeff, aye.
Rick, aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. No correspondence noted. Moving on to old business. Anything else you want to add to COVID-19, Chief? Nothing new on the fire district name. I think we'll address that at the next meeting. Is that correct, Troy?
Yeah, so the study information's in. There was some discussion about reconvening once again and having another meeting, and suggested, and then supported by most people so far, that it just straight to the Chief and the Board for discussion and decision. I can't verify if we're not going to meet virtually because the official meeting that was sent out hasn't been canceled, but that's kind of the way it looked like. You should see it all next meeting, and I'm sure we'll have stuff up front to review.
Thank you. Was there a question?
No, just a comment. I believe there's
another name, naming committee meeting on
May 20th. May 20th.
Would there be next Wednesday?
Yeah, there was the first four replies to that, I believe, all said that they recommended not getting back together. So I think it's kind of in limbo right now. I intended on calling today and asking her if it was still going to go or not, so I just don't know. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I can't tell.
Thank you, Jeff. Moving on to the executive contracts, that will be moved to the end of the meeting. We're having a small executive session for presentations for that. The negotiation committee, any comments, Randy? Oh, we had a nice meeting with the union. Blake Stevens audit, Leah?
Thank you, Commissioner. So just an update that the Washington State Auditor's Office was scheduled to be in our next meeting for their exit interview. But I want to compliment Rosie and Neil, and we were able to get the Lake Stevens Buyer final report for 2019 in. So the auditor's going to include that in the report, so it'll just be a complete closeout when they're done with it. So we'll expect to see that most likely within the next 4 weeks, so that we won't have two exit interviews, we'll only have one. Stable, and so we'll keep you posted on when they're able to stop out or virtually come in. If you have any questions?
Any questions on those topics from anybody? Moving on to action items on page 25 of our packet. The paid family medical leave, MOU, we have, this is the second reading, and I would ask for a motion to pass that.
I make a motion to approve the paid family medical leave, MOUS.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion on that MOU? Is that somebody trying to have discussion or? No. No discussion heard. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye, Bill.
Jim, aye.
Jeff, aye.
All aye.
Rick, aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next action item is, this was in the packet on page 28, a surplus of the SCBA fill station compressor. I'd like to ask for a motion for that.
This is Jim, so moved.
Okay,
second.
Moved by Jim, second by Troy. Any discussion? None heard. All those in favor?
Aye.
Jim, aye.
Aye.
Bill, aye.
Paul, aye.
Rick, aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. It actually is easier if everybody that's on blue jeans, actually they do a thumbs up. So we can look on the board and know it's over with. Or a thumbs down. Moving on to new business. On page 31 of the packet is a list of surplus apparatus and equipment for resolution 2020-18 that will come before the board as an action item in the next meeting. Does anybody have any questions about it? None heard. Moving on to page 35 of the packet, the Snohomish 911 tower agreement. They want to expand the current lease that they have with us, and I'll turn it over to the chief.
Okay. So we are 911 basically extend the tower at station 71. I'll let Steve, you basically want to do that, and then they're also looking for a lease station 80. So we're in the process of kind of working through that and seeing what that means.
some things, some topics that we need to look at and not solve this evening, but I just wanted to bring up is want to do that. The other is on the allow them to extend the antenna. And we also want to proceed with installation in Machias Station 83. And if so, what about the leases? What's our policy as a district? So I just wanted to inform you that we're working on this and just kind of wanted to bring it up. And there's going to be more on it. There'll be more presentations, but there'll be maybe more formal presentation. Possibly have folks from Snohomish 911 come out and chat with us. So, but I think it's important that we as a district talk about our policy regarding the establishment of them on our property, and then also, you know, the lease arrangement. So, you know, for our new district, we just want to talk about that. And like Stevens, we're learning. We from what I know, I don't know if we've ever leased any of our properties for telecommunications. Even if it's in.
I think, yeah, so the request at Station 71 is to add a taller antenna. The digital system that they're switching to requires a taller antenna to achieve the coverage in the area that we need. I think, you know, we went through this some of this discussion on the lease at Station 71. They requested, I believe it was a year and a half ago, the lease expired, and they requested an extension under the same terms. The terms of that lease were $10 a year, which is the same lease that Snow 911 had with all of the other sites that are owned by user agencies of the system. So City of Everett, City of Marysville, I think there's a couple others as well. You also have other cell communication sites in the district, one here at Station 31, one at Station 73, where we're leasing to private cell companies, Verizon and others, and those leases are market price leases. As far as the site at Machias, certainly having a site in Machias is part of the deployment plan for the new radio system, so it certainly benefits us directly to have a site there. So I think that a lot of discussion on value of us providing these low-cost leases to the radio system that we're part of. And I encourage you to have Kurt come out from Snow 911.
But just a little introduction. We're going to put more meat on this book.
Next meeting.
Just one short history note that I scanned the contract, and there were a lot of environmental concerns about hazardous materials. What we ran into at 73, there needs to be some kind of an environmental study with the neighbors, because the neighbors get very upset when you put a 120-foot tower next door to them. So there needs to be some mitigation by whoever wants to do this on our property, even if we do it for the goodness of a low-cost lease. We don't want bad PR. So that's one point I didn't find in the contract.
Yeah. The labor's been a contentious issue. Obviously, you guys have been for a while now, so probably was all.
This is Jeff. I appreciate that we're a member of the 911 community, but I can tell you commercially, some of these companies pay millions of dollars over time for these kind of lease rates, and if there's any chance that we're going to have to do environmental studies and pay for those, I don't think we ought to be reapproving the lease at $10 a year and then have it cost the district money. So I don't know if there's any kind of a comparable study that can be done, but I'm sure that 911 on nine participant member sites is much higher than $10 a year. I just want to make sure we're not having to pay extra money to supplement 911, even though we're a member.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, there'll be more on this one, I believe. My point was
that, thank you.
Yeah, my point was that we wouldn't be doing that. Whoever was going to run its tower would be. So I'm sure they'll cover all that. Thank you. Anybody else?
Great.
Have any questions?
Thank you.
Right. I just noted a lot of the terminology of the fire district terminology.
We are one body. A donation for a budgeted adult and infant CPR mannequin.
So, pretty cool deal. Each year, a very generous donor meets with Chief Huff. Chief Huff, this generous donor says, Chief Huff, what do you and your team, what do you need for your team? And this generous donor donates $20,000-ish, or $14,000-ish here. Larry, I'll let you talk about it. It's so cool, and we just received a donation, so.
Yeah, so yeah. Over the years, he's donated for our Lucas device. We have one. Martin wants to go. Very generous, very nice man. Loves the fire department, loves our people.
Awesome. Hello, Larry. So is there some way we thank this gentleman?
Yes.
We do. Super.
Yeah. He does not like want any fanfare. We sent him a letter and thank you, and he's like, he doesn't want any.
Awesome. This sparked my memory about a donation that we had for $115,000. Just sparking my memory there somewhere. Moving on, the City of Mill Creek, EMS and fire agreement.
Commissioners, got to put down the packet just to kind of make sure we're on this. I'm actually going to contact, I've got a phone call from the city administrator there. And check in with him, and we need to get our group together and get the ball rolling. And I just wanted to let you know that's front and center.
Right. I think to page 21, it's actually an action item in regard to grants from Health and Human Service Relief Fund payment. Chief?
First of all, show some kudos to Leah, who's working really hard on the federal grant process. I'm going to ask her to talk a little bit about it in general, and then also to talk specifically about this grant. So
with the COVID response, we're seeing some opportunity for some grant funding, primarily through FEMA with the AFG and the Public Assistance Grant, and then with the Health Act Vital Relief Grant. So the FEMA grant, Chief McMahon, we appreciate he was on behalf of all of the districts. And then we recently received, all districts, as kind of a surprise, received the initial disbursement of funding in our accounts from the Health and Human Services. So they wanted to get funds into the accounts of the districts. They used a formula based on transports. And then as an initial distribution, with follow-up for that to be provided at a later date. So they wanted to get those funds into the accounts. They said, we'll work with you to get the information after that. So we have received that initial distribution, and as part of that, the board needs to make a motion to accept the distribution along with the terms that go with it, which were sent out in the packet. And then we have that's the first portion, and there's actually four different phases of this. And we have also submit for the second phase, and it's meant to really support healthcare-related expenses and also lost revenue that's attributed to COVID-19. So we'll keep you updated. We send out a brief outline of the different grants that we're looking at right now, and just moving forward on those right now with FEMA for the public. Okay? We've posted this.
First question is, could someone make a motion to accept those grants?
Motion to move to action item and approve all the Human Services Relief Fund payment and associated.
Second.
Jeff, second.
And seconded. Any discussion on accepting money? None heard. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Jeremiah?
Opposed. Anybody opposed to accepting money? None heard. Motion carries.
Roy?
Any other new business?
Roy, I had a question. This is Jeff. And I'm sorry, the Blue Jeans is just kind of an awkward, but we moved really quick from Mill Creek to Health and Human Services. And I saw the amounts that were collected. It's on page 64. And it goes, I know the contract goes through 2022. Were those prearranged at a fixed percentage or an amount or something? I know in the past we've had discussions about the levy rate that Mill Creek pays compared to the rest of the district. Were those prearranged amounts? I mean, if it's already in a contract, then it's fixed. I was just curious about that.
Yes, Jeff, this is Randy. And when we negotiated that contract, there was escalators built in each year for the 6 years, and we back-end loaded it. So if you look at the numbers each year, that percentage of increase is increasing so that when we get to year six, that covers our entire cost for the six-year period. They'd asked us to go in a little lower at the beginning and agreed through negotiations to allow those increases to grow year after year after year. So each year that increase will be more significant.
Right. Yeah, and I see that. I didn't know if it was a percentage or it was pre-negotiated or sounds like it was pre-negotiated.
Yeah, there was some anxiety going into the contract that with the back end loaded like that, that Mill Creek might be incentivized to try to get out of the contract. So if you recall the negotiations, that's why we went with a very tight contract that had very few openers. So,
great. Okay, thank you. I apologize for having to back up. It's a little bit awkward on Blue Jeans to keep up. But thank you, Randy. Thank you, Roy.
Not a problem. Moving on to commissioner reports, no joint board, no finance, no policy. Labor management, we talked about contract bargaining. I think we're going to have a shop meeting. Was there a shop meeting? No strategic planning, no capital facilities, no government liaison. Other meetings. Snow 911 is this week. Any other regional coordination meetings anybody's been to?
Well, we're continuing to hold SOAP board meetings through Blue Jeans. This next week, we'll be discussing marketing.
Awesome. Status of leadership? Huh? Leadership meeting? Jeff, do you have leadership on your calendar for next month?
I don't believe I do. I mean, I attended the last one. There's not a date on this agenda, so I don't know if there's one scheduled yet. If there is, Chief, I'll add it to my calendar right now.
It wasn't one this month, so I assume it was every 2 months.
Yep, yeah. And so we'll send out the name.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Chief. What did you give a date?
We'll send out a date here soon, shortly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go to the order. Anybody go to the order out there?
Do the same thing I always do. I'm a little group, great team. You guys are doing an awful lot with a challenging environment, so impressed, and you guys have definitely made your mark in the county and helped out quite a bit. Thank you, everybody.
This is Jeff. I had a couple items I just wanted to comment on. I saw that we had responded, our district had responded to a fire in Monroe and also one in Lake Stevens, and looks like the troops did a super great job. I wanted to compliment the firefighters for that. And also the was on Facebook, the procession for Andrew Anderson. So kudos for all those. Thank you.
Yeah, kudos to our PIO. Getting all that stuff out there. A little study on the heart online. You know, those are the kind of things that are amazing. Do we have any numbers on how many hits those things get?
Yeah, but he has 12 hours back.
All the way to Florida. We are going to everybody for the May 28th meeting. Anybody going to be out of town, traveling?
I'll be in my backyard.
No? Yeah, okay. We'll travel to the backyard, so I guess we'll all be around. We are going to, we have Brian available, and we're going to have an executive session in regards to executive contracts and a briefing on the IAF NAP contract coming up for negotiation under RCW 4230-110-1G. And how long do you think we need, Chief?
He's
30 minutes. So we're going in at 1802. We'll come out at 1832. Unless otherwise notified. I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. Both of you that showed up, because there's only a couple of us in this room.